I've been forgotten. I don't see the silver lining. I give up on trying. Have I been forgotten? Oh yeah, I've been forgotten. I don't see the silver lining. I give up on trying.
Entry-level hipster garbage. Entry-level hipster garbage on 91.5 WMFO. This is DJ J. Alfred and DJ Crunchberry. And I have a tank top tan for the first time in my life. How are you doing?
Exciting weekend. Good first spring fling for both of us.
Yep.
I saw one in the morning, but then we were split up for most of the day. But I thought music was fine.
I didn't have...
I'm not going to pretend that I was thrilled when I found out Tinashe was...
Yeah, I mean, and she was, in my opinion, I thought she was, like, the best one that we had.
Probably, however much that's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, like, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she was pretty good on stage.
I was going to say, like, her stage presence was, like, she did a good job, like, dancing and stuff like that.
I didn't say this before, but I was always worried that, like, any artist who does an event like this... He's gonna go on stage and just act like, "Oh my god, I'm way too cool to be doing this event."
I had the same thought.
Geeky Northeastern, like white college kids. Like, it's not exactly, you know, Coachella.
Yeah, right.
But I think she wasn't acting like she was too cool for anyone. Like, it was, I don't know, she seemed sincerely into it.
Yeah. I like the cool, like, Tufts jerseys that they gave the guys. I want to get one of those just to have a Finnegan on the back.
that would be prime.
So, we started you off today with a little bit of Marietta, who we haven't played in a really long time. We used to play them all the time, but Marietta with their song, dot, 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 "So They Left Me at a Gas Station." And we have a theme for today's show.
Theme for the show. I think we like came up with this on air last week.
Yeah, we did. We totally did. Yeah.
To find, because we played a bunch of songs with really great song titles and realized that we do that all the time. So today we're going to try to stick with songs that we think have really exceptional song titles. And there are also good songs. we're not just going to play funny song titles, but...
Yeah. No, we put together a pretty good show, yeah. So,
I think it's good.
Happy Monday. Happy May, Zane.
Yeah.
Happy May.
Here we are.
A beautiful 47-degree May day. Yeah.
It's a start. It's a work in progress. Possibly, Owen and I were just talking about this. So the regular... spring semester programming for the show does end after this week.
Yeah, I think the summer programming starts next Monday.
Yeah, yeah, which means technically speaking, this would be our last show of the year. But don't worry, people.
Yeah, like,
we're gonna squeeze enough.
We'll finesse.
All of our regular fans, we will make sure you find out when to tune in.
Yeah,
because this isn't the last you've ever heard of.
No, you're not getting rid of us that easy. Like, classes may end, but. Nothing can stop the eternal spin of the hipster garbage.
Except when summer actually starts.
Yeah, and we're not coming back here. I'm staying as far away from Tubbs as I can over the summer.
It'll be a nice break.
We got a bunch more good songs for you guys, so we're going to shut up and keep the music going, and we'll check in with you guys later. So enjoy.
I tremble with the nerve. Yeah.
and welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage Season 2. This is the weird song names episode, so just to catch you guys up on what you've been listening to.
Get ready, it's a mouthful.
So after the Marietta song, we had a friend of the program, Sufjan Stevens, with his song, There Are Zombies.
You gotta scream it, there's exclamation.
There are zombies! They are neighbors! They have come back from the dead! Ah! after that was Dikembe. Which is just a funny band name, too.
Yeah, new to the show, Dikembe.
Do you want to say the song name?
I watch a lot of Jackie Chan movies.
I don't watch a lot of Jackie Chan movies.
You don't watch enough Jackie Chan movies, that's for sure.
After that was Modern Baseball with their song Alpha Kappa Fall of Troy, the movie Part de.
En français.
Parentheses, two-disc director's cut.
Which is our stance on Greek life, by the way. Alpha Kappa Fall of Troy, the movie part two.
Which is funny because we were just talking about the Iliad on the way in here, and that's about the fall of Troy.
The OG Greek life.
Okay, moving on. We should put that on the meme page.
Get out.
Was TTNG with their song Destroy the Tabernacle. That had another exclamation point.
We also got to look up
what a tabernacle was, because I didn't actually.
For all
really
of you
know.
Old Testament fans out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Only real Old Testament fans will get this. And then you just heard the Mountain Goats with their song That Black Ice Cream Song, which I'm a fan of because, as many of you know, I do scoop ice cream in the summer.
Mostly. Brown or white.
Well, I've never really seen a lot of black ice cream, yeah. Although my ice cream story is I waited in line at the Frozen Hoagies thing on Teftonia's day.
I went too.
And I got Tiger's Milk ice cream.
Which is Frosted Flakes, right?
I think it is. I couldn't pin a flavor on it, but it tasted really good.
Someone told me it was Frosted Flakes, which is pretty cool.
It was really good, yeah. I went back to the actual Frozen Hoagies the next day and got some more because it was so good.
Yeah. You get it in a sandwich or just...
No, I just got it in a bowl. Okay.
Was it? I feel like that's... It sounds cool, but I feel like it would just be sugary ice cream because Frosted Flakes are just like sugary cornflakes.
There's, now that you mention it, actually, they actually have like chunks of Frosted Flakes in it.
Okay, so
which is like
the texture.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's like it has like a crunch to it. Yeah, okay. It's pretty good.
I went simple. I got black raspberry. Kind of boring, but
I love
the closest to black ice cream.
That's like one of my favorite types of ice cream.
It's classic.
But yeah, probably going to take a couple breaks because I just like saying these song titles. Yeah, just a reminder, if you have any funny song titles that you want us to play, just call us at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We always like getting those calls, but be sure to stick with the theme this week, you know? We don't do many themed weeks, but this one holds a special place in our heart.
Yeah, and as we'll try to do another theme if we get another show in before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We want it to be special.
We can play Schools Out by Alice in Chains or whatever it is.
On loop for an hour. We'll see if we can sub, get 2 or 3 hours in there. Enjoy your morning commute.
But yeah, let's get back to it. Let's get back to it, and we'll check in with you guys later.
Thank you. A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
She's no girl.
Welcome back to, this is Entry Level Hipster Garbage, as you know. Just checking in here to tell you guys that we have another caller, longtime friend of the program. I'm going to put him on right now. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trouser Brown. I'm calling in again. I don't know if you remember. I'm your biggest fan. I called in a few months ago at the beginning of your show. I've been listening for, since you guys have been on, and I'm a huge fan. Paul, you're a biggest fan. Love Entry Level Hipster Garbage. More like entry level hipster awesomeness. Am I right?
Yeah, 100% right. So Trouser Brown,
radio listener extraordinaire.
Trouser Brown, how's the last few weeks been? How's the end of the semester been for you?
Oh man, they've been loading up the work on me. As you know, I'm a worker here on the facilities at Tufts, and I've been putting the mulch all over the place and haven't really, I've been running away from the work just to listen to you guys every day. Just sitting in my facilities van with WMFO on. But
you got big plans for the summer coming up?
What would you say?
You got big summer plans coming up, Trouser Brown?
Yeah, I'll be around here, working on the lawns. This big restoration project on the president's lawn after that big spring fling of yours.
Oh yeah.
It's hosting over there. All the grass is ruined. I mean, we just fertilized it 2 weeks ago, and now it's ruined.
A lot of people digging stuff up out of the grass.
Yeah, just ripping the grass up. Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these holes in there the size of containers. I don't know what people are putting in those holes.
I could not imagine what.
Yeah,
was going on
the
there.
Students these days, they're crazy.
They're
at
crazy.
Least they got these great radio shows going on. Entry Level Hipster Garbage is my favorite in years.
Wow.
So, thanks, Trouser.
Like an official endorsement from Trouser.
Yeah, that means a lot coming from you, Trouser.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. I live to serve.
Well, it was great to hear from you again, and I hope I get to see you soon.
I'm looking forward to your show next year. I can't wait to continue to listen.
All right, thanks, man. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Have a great summer, guys.
Yeah, you too.
What a guy.
Great guy.
Always nice to hear from Trouser Brown on the show.
But yeah, that was a long time friend of the program, Trouser Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Been a while since he called in last time. Just to catch you guys up, from when we last talked to you, there have been the band Number One Dads with Dreaming of Falling to Your Death. After that was Car Seat Headrest with Connect the Dots, parentheses, The Saga of Frank Sinatra. And then you just heard the Wildfire Prevention PSA.
Oh, yeah. We try to pick new PSAs. We might have accidentally
I think we replayed
one.
That one, yeah.
Very tacky.
Amateur hour over here. And then after that was Lord Huron with his song, The Problem with Your Daughter, which is a sneaky good song name, I have to say. But yeah, just that was Trouser Brown again. But we'll just get right back to the music here.
Feel free if anyone else wants to call in. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Request music. Have a chat. Talk about whatever it is.
Yeah.
Give us your hot takes. We're here.
All right. You want to play the next one?
Yeah, we can. If you want
to. All right, let's get it.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Oh,
Welcome back. We actually have another caller. Surprise, surprise, two callers in one day. And I think this is our friend Mike from North Attleboro, so we're going to put him on right now. Hello, who's this?
Yep, this is Mike from North Attleboro. You got that correct. calling in because it's a huge week in sports. I know your show is all about sports, so
yep.
Just going to put out my opinions out there. So tonight we got the big Sox-Orioles matchup that we've been anticipating for a few weeks. I'm actually going to the game. Really excited.
Oh, hopefully me too.
See some fists flying. Yeah. Oh, you're going too.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
we'll
see
have
you there.
To meet up there. Yeah, we'll meet up.
We'll meet up.
But yeah, no, big Orioles. Hoping to see some fists flying, some Manny Machado on the ground there.
Yeah.
You know, my opinion, Manny Machado, big. That guy is a villain. He is a villain. He cannot be allowed on that baseball field. He's a terrible influence for children. I hope to see him crying on the ground tonight, you know? A good old rivalry here, Baltimore-Boston.
Good take.
You know? So, yeah, that's my Red Sox opinion. Pedroia is going to go yad. I can already call it. First, he's going to hit a ball right into Machado's face, and then he's going to go yad. It's going to be a good one.
Pedroia's going yabo?
And then, yeah, Pedroia's going yad. Oh, Hanley will probably also go yad. That guy is on fire recently, you know. Good old Hanley trying to do his best Ortiz impression, although he'll never
be. He hit a ding piece last night. You see that?
Yeah,
that was good.
Speaking of which, I really miss Ortiz. I mean, I think all of Boston does too. I can speak for everyone, but that guy was a class act.
So what else is going on in Boston sports?
Boston sports. You see the Celtics game yesterday?
I did. I caught it.
He's freaking 5'8". I mean, I'm taller than him, and he's playing in the NBA. He's scoring, 30, 40 points a game.
Yeah, he's
it's
not
ridiculous.
Just playing. He's
balling.
He's getting it done.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas is a superstar, and Boston sports fans should be lucky we have him, because without him, we would be garbage, like your show, like your entry-level garbage show. So Isaiah Thomas is going off. Al Horford's going off with triple-doubles, and, you know, it's a fun series to watch. Avery Bradley shutting down John Wall, doing his thing.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Butler thinks out loud. Avery Bradley showed that.
Yeah, but that was the last.
Show the same thing with John Wall.
Yep.
I know that was the last one, but
John Wall stinks too.
Continue doing his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bradley's gonna show us how much John Wall stinks. It'll be a good series. I look forward to it. My prediction: Celtics in five.
Celtics in five. You heard it here first.
Sweep, but I think in five.
All right.
How far do you think the Celtics can go this year?
Well, we'll have to see. They're going to go and play the big crybaby King James over in Cleveland, hopefully.
Always a good time.
And hopefully we can stick it to him. I don't know. I think he's past his prime. And I think the Cavs, they're a good team, but we'll see what happens.
I think we've heard enough out of Cleveland.
Cool. Yeah,
sure.
I'm done. I'm done with Cleveland.
Yep. I'm done with Cleveland, too. Let's move on to the next saga in the NBA, and that's the Celtics.
All right,
been
Mike.
Too long without a championship. Banner number 18. Here we come.
All right, Mike.
That's all I got.
We're gonna let you go. Yep. Say hi to the wife for me.
Oh, I will. Yep. She's been telling me to not call in as much, but I sneak away and do it. So
it means the world to us.
I love Boston sports. Love the Red Sox. Love the Celtics. Go Boston.
All right.
I love you, Boston. You're my home. Oh.
I had to end him after that.
No,
I had to end him after.
Long time friend of the program. Yeah, Mike from North Attleboro. Love the guy. His wife's an angel. The old ball and chain. All right,
entry level hipster. That was entry level hipster sports right there.
All right, let's try to play some music before the show ends.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The song you heard before Mike from North Attleboro was You Blew It with their song Award of the Year Award. And we're going to get right back to the music, and we'll check in with you guys at the end of the show, folks.
Done this, baby. Lift up your wedding dress, someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that.
Water. I'm wasting my time away on things that still don't matter. I don't care who can shotgun faster. But when the goat runs dry, what's left behind is someone I don't mind. I'm dying with. Dying, but doesn't seem to want to live. The newsman said it'd be warm today, but she's decided to stay in anyways. Daughter tugs the hem of her pants, but she just sits and waters her plants.
This is entry-level hipster garbage. You're listening on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. From the last time we talked to you guys, you heard Father John Misty with his song Chateau Lobby Number 4, parentheses in C for two versions. After that was Mom Jeans with their song Girl Scout Cookies, then Pity Party with DIY Bungee Jumping, and then you're hearing right now Three Man Cannon with their song Oh What Compensation.
Yeah, I guess that's really it for us. Like we said, we're not in our regularly scheduled slot next week, but we are going to try to find some time. We can either sub or maybe just sneak in during summer programming, because from what I understand, it's got to be pretty empty.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can do something special for our actual final show.
Yep. All right, folks, as always, thanks for listening. You won't hear us same time, same place next week, but you will hear us next week. So, again, have a great week. Good luck with finals. And, yeah, that's all I got.